Welcome to the Beacon broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church in Burlington, North Carolina, featuring expositional Bible teaching by Pastor Greg Barkman. If you'd like to correspond with the Beacon broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201, or find us on the web at beaconbaptist.com. BeaconBaptist.com. The Beacon broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. Now, with today's message from God's Word, here is Greg Barkman.
We are in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, and we have been looking at verses 10 through 15, the middle section of the three sections of this chapter. And our study of that section has led me into a number of practical applications, which is what I've been dealing with over the last two or three broadcasts, as you know, if you listen to the Beacon broadcast regularly. Now, you recall that in this section, Paul is talking about how to do the work of God in a way that honors the Lord Jesus Christ. And he talks specifically about the planting of a local church in the city of Corinth. And of course, he's writing this epistle to that church. And he says, as a wise master builder, I've laid the foundation. That was his assignment. As an apostle of Jesus Christ, he was sent out across the Roman world, very much like what we would call today a missionary, and he was that, but he was more than that. He was a missionary with special authority and special divine power beyond that which missionaries have in our day, and that enabled him to plant an amazing number of churches in a number of different locations, and one of them, of course, was the church planted in the city of Corinth. But he makes it very clear that a church, if it's going to be successful, has to have the right foundation, which is Jesus Christ. But not only that, the construction of the church, and he likens all of this to the constructing of a building, the construction of the church must also be carried out in a godly fashion, in a biblical fashion. Be careful how you build. Make sure you build with gold, silver, and precious stones, and not wood, hay, and straw. And the point being that everything has got to be centered on Jesus Christ, and the way to do that is to make sure that everything is being done in a meticulously, carefully, biblical manner. We can't assume that we know what is biblical unless we study the Bible very carefully. We can't just take bits and pieces, snippets and snatches out of the Bible and use those and ignore other parts of the Bible that also tell us how the work of God is to be done. We've got to do everything very carefully according to biblical guidelines, or else it will not please the Lord. The day of reckoning will show that those who built with gold, silver, and precious stones will be rewarded, but those who built with wood, hay, and straw will suffer loss. And from that, I have been making a number of applications, and we will continue those on this Tuesday, June 15, as you have joined us by the appointment of God, and as some of you have helped us by the prompting of God's Holy Spirit. According to the grace of God, Paul writes in 1 Corinthians 3:10, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it, but each one, or rather let each one take heed how he builds on it. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's work of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. My first line of application has to do with what to look for in a church in those times in your life when, as a Christian, you are seeking a local church to become a part of. And I've simply pointed out that you don't evaluate churches according to their size or their popularity or their adherence to the latest trends or to the level of excitement that the church generates, but rather you evaluate churches by their serious Bible teaching and dependence upon God. Secondly, we took up a matter closely related to it, and that is what to look for in a pastor. If you are in a position to be selecting a pastor, maybe you're on a pulpit committee, or maybe just a member of the congregation of a church that is looking for a pastor, what should your church be looking for? And I pointed out to you yesterday that you are not looking for personality and popular appeal as if that's going to accomplish what was not previously accomplished in a previous ministry, in a previous era, but you are looking for solid Bible teaching. Someone who is able to exposit God's Word. Someone who is able to handle the Word of God skillfully to preach it to the congregation in the power of the Holy Spirit. Well, that brings me, number three, to answer a question: how to revive a declining church. And all of these questions are in some regards related, but they are different questions and they strike a different chord according to the need. But we live in a day when a great many churches are declining, if we're talking about the attendance declining, the number of young people in the church declining, the offerings declining. I'm regularly hearing from pastors who tell me how difficult it is for churches in this day to be able financially to fully support a pastor. Now, obviously, that's not true with every church, but that's true of a lot of churches, that the church is too small to be able to financially support a full-time pastor. And what do you do in a situation like that? And many times that situation has developed over time. Churches that used to be able to support pastors full-time in the ministry now struggle to do that, and some find it impossible to be able to do that. So they look for someone who can pastor part-time and does something else, some other job. Bivocational is the technical term for that. They are involved in what we call secular work for part of their week, and they are involved in pastoring the other part of the week. That's not ideal. I don't think anyone, or very few people, would consider that to be ideal. But sometimes that is the unfortunate necessity because of declining churches. Sometimes smaller churches in this situation will look for someone who is still in school, in seminary, who would like to be able to preach in a church on weekends. And that will work pretty well, except what you have, of course, is a weekend pastor. He's not there through the week, although I'm sure you can call him and get a hold of him if you need to. But he is very busy. And sometimes in that situation, he's even working another part-time job and going to school and preaching on weekends. That's a very, very heavy schedule, but sometimes that's the best the church can do. They just cannot support financially a full-time man. So what do you do when a church is declining? You see it's declining, and you are wondering why it's declining, and even more importantly, you are wondering, how do we reverse this? How do we turn it around? How do we How do we build the church back up? What do we need? And most churches answer that question by saying, well, what we need is a new approach. What we need are some new programs. What we need is a more contemporary style of ministry, because that's what seems to be successful. The growing churches seem to have that style of ministry in our day. So that's what we need if we're going to revive a declining church. And I would say to you, based upon what we're seeing in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, that that's not the answer. The answer is you need faithful Bible teaching with dependence upon God, the Holy Spirit, to revive the church. If the Word of God doesn't revive it, folks, it can't be revived. Now, sometimes we can do things that make it look like it is revived. The attendance figures are coming back up. Young people are coming to the church. But if it's not as a result of the powerful ministry of God's Word, where God is getting hold of hearts and saving people and changing lives, then all you're doing is just building a worldly church that really isn't going to amount to anything, and it's not going to last. Churches like that fall apart about as regularly as they build up. I've watched them in our community. Along will come some pastor who's seems to really have it together, and a church blossoms, sometimes explodes under his ministry. I'm thinking of one church in our area that one time was just a little church with a part-time pastor, and then a man came along, and it really started to grow, and it grew to a church of hundreds and hundreds of people. They went in, they launched a big building program, and the church really exploded. It was the most successful church in town, and people flocked to that church from all over town, leaving other churches, of course, to do so. And that church grew and grew and grew and grew and grew until it didn't. That pastor, because he'd been so successful, was called off to another ministry of an even larger church in another state, who wanted somebody who could make their church succeed the way he had made that little church succeed, turned that little church into a huge church. The next man who came along was good, but not quite as good as the man before him as far as his personal appeal and his administrative gifts and his motivational abilities, and the church slowly began to reverse course, and the 1,200 or 1,500 that had been coming was soon cut in half, and it was 500 or 600, and then it was less than that. One time that church had 5 full-time pastors, and they had to start laying some men off. They went from 5 to 4 to 3 to 2. And then finally that pastor, who had presided over this decline, decided that God wanted him someplace else, and he left, and the whole church just kind of imploded. Pomp. It had to merge with another church even to be able to pay for the building. That's what so often happens. That's just one example. Why? Because the church was not being built upon the Word of God. It was being built on other things. Excitement, programs, modern trends, gimmicks of one kind or another. But that doesn't last. That is not solid church building. And so to revive a declining church, what you need is the preaching of God's Word. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.